Lisboa, Bruxelles,
Berlin,
Warsaw.
Europe is us with Dino.
Europe is us, but who are we? Stay with us and you'll find out. I'm Dino, a journalist from Slovenia, and I'm happy to be here with you again in our Europe is Us podcast, a podcast made by youth for youth. Today we're going to look beyond representative democracy with our guest from Finland, Mira Kokko. She is a board member of her students' union at her Tampere University in Finland. Mira, tell us more about yourself.
Hi, I'm Mira Kokko. I'm living in Tampere. I also study here in the Tampere University. And right now I'm working in the student union of our university as the person responsible for educational politics and international affairs. And also I studied journalism, so I've been working for a few years in different newspapers. And yeah, I'm 27 years old. I have been pretty active in like activism, organizations, this kind of things.
We can't do much about the fact that we are living in the current democratical system. And I believe it is most probably one of the best solutions right now. Would you agree with me?
Yeah, I think the representation is for the young people in European Union is pretty okay. It could be also better, but I see that it has been going to the better direction, like in the past decades, if I could say. But of course, I feel like the young people, they could be heard still better in the decision making of the European Union. And yeah, it's a little bit hard subject because already the adult people, it's hard for them to feel like they have been heard in the European Union because the institutions are pretty far from where you live, like physically, but also in a way mentally. So as it is hard for adults, it's even harder for young people to feel like they could have a connection and to actually like make a difference.
But then again, I am wondering, is the voice of youth actually heard? What are the communication channels with politicians in Finland like? So how do Finnish young people talk and reach out to politicians in your country?
Yeah, we have pretty good structures in Finland, I would say. We are a country of thousands of organizations. It's kind of a big thing in Finland that we have very many organizations and people usually belong to them. So we have events with politicians organized by, for example, student unions or, I don't know, scouts or something like that. And because Finland is a small country, we are 5 million people in like a scale of EU. I would say that we are quite small. You actually can meet the politicians. It's not that rare that you have a possibility to meet up with the prime minister or they come to visit in your school when you're small or some ministers come to talk in a panel or something. So I feel like I have seen quite a lot of politics in my life, even though I'm from a small city in Finland. We do a lot of like collaboration with, for example, schools and politics, so that they come to show us how the politics work and we can feel like it's maybe a little bit closer to us. At the same time, we can also ask them questions and they will answer us. So I think it's one way to kind of be heard.
Let's travel, as we always do in our Europe is Us podcast, this time to Greece, to hear from Savas Papadopoulos, a representative of an EU youth hub based in Greece. Let's hear what he has to say regarding events such as the Conference on the Future of Europe.
Thank you.
Look, the conference on the future of Europe was a very interesting initiative on the part of the European Union. The goal was essentially to bring citizens closer together. The so-called democratic deficit was that Brussels is too far away. Thanks to this, the European Union has tried to respond to this by bringing citizens' views and thoughts to the spotlight. Now, if you ask me if it had an impact, I can tell you yes, it did. And it depends how one sees that. Surely, it could be described as a great experiment. I don't want to say that we had much of a presence, but we at least had citizen participation. Perhaps it was not to the extent we would have liked, but surely it can help us look ahead to something better. Back to Finland, back to Mira. Do you have any experience with events? You've most probably organized a few at your university. Are the promises that politicians make on these events actually delivered?
Right now, I'm not seeing that so much because the politics have been going to a little bit different direction. But in the past, maybe like protests, for example. I can give one example from my university that we had some things going on, like some buildings that were going to be cut, and then the students made protests about them, and then actually they decided to not sell the building. And so that was kind of like a direct effect of the protests. So I would say that the politicians and the decision makers, they actually make decisions, like they listen to the youth. But of course, it could be still more.
And do you believe that events are the only or the most important way of reaching out to politicians? Or should we maybe also have more politicians that are young? Should we have more voices in the parliament? What is it like in Finland? Do you have young representatives?
My feeling is that there is more young politicians right now. For example, our past government was quite young. At least the five leaders of the government parties, they were pretty young, around 30s. So it is different from how it has been in the past. And also, I feel like more young people are aiming to be politicians. Also, in these current EU elections, we are actually organizing an EU elections panel next week in our university. And in there, there's going to be the panelists who are also applying to be in the European Parliament. And most of them are pretty young. They are also around their 20s or 30s. Even though we don't have many people applying to be in the European Parliament, still we have a lot of young people doing it. So I feel like the youth, they have interest towards like making their way to there.
We're traveling again to Germany to hear from Lena. She is 14 years old and I can't wait to hear how she understands democracy.
Ich finde Demokratie an sich super.
I think democracy is great in itself because everyone can vote for what they think, but the current implementation is somehow not so successful. In my opinion, the individual parties simply need to work together better, and our government in general simply doesn't have that much support from the citizens at the moment. This means that other parties are simply taking advantage of this, and I just think that the possibility of marginalizing innocent people shouldn't even be up for debate. But yes, that's just one of the things that comes with democracy, that everyone can express their opinion and everyone can vote for it or not. And that's why these things will unfortunately always exist, but otherwise I'm actually quite happy.
Und deswegen wird es diese Sachen leider immer geben, aber ansonsten bin ich eigentlich ganz zufrieden.
from Germany back to Finland, back to Mira. With the rise of nationalism, I have already overheard some young people talking about the idea of a one-party system, which could be much more responsive and faster, but would it be healthier for our society? What do you think?
I think the multi-party government is better than having only one party in the government, because then there's wider opinions about what should we do. So maybe the decisions are a little bit more balanced, so that we don't move from where we are now to one extreme, and then when another party comes in power, we go like all the way back to another extreme. It's not really like a sustainable way of doing politics. So in a way, it's better if we try to make decisions like little by little. And in that, the multi-party government, I would say, works better.
Thank you, Mira, for the very end. Let's get to know you a bit more personally. What is your favorite memory?
I don't know. I could say last summer, during the midsummer, I was hiking with my friend in the forest, and it was the brightest day of the year. It was plus 30 degrees, and we hiked in the forest and stopped by the lakes and swam here and there, and then slept in the tent. It was really nice summer day.
And what is your worst fear?
Right now, our politicians have been cutting a lot of support of the people. So we are a wellness state, so we support the people living in here. I think one of my fears is that we wouldn't support people anymore, that we don't give like financial support. I just wish that everybody has possibility to live a life that is worth living.
Now that's rather humble. What's your biggest wish?
Well, I mean, it's that. I hope that everybody would have a life that is worth living, a happy life with good memories. What else can I ask for?
Thank you very much, Mira. And thank you all for your attention. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and listen to what we have to say, because Europe is us. Lisboa, Bruxelles, Berlin, Warszawa.